5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Prepare for liftoff. Fill up the rocket ship and grab some astronaut ice cream as WNZR blasts into space, counting down the top 10 songs in Christian radio. This is one small step for man, one giant leap for the afternoon drive. Here are your fearless captains, Joel Reinhardt and Ethan Hershberger.
Hello, hello, hello. It's so great to have you here on our first Friday of September. Can you believe you made it through the first week of classes, Ethan?
It feels like it's been a month of classes already, I'm not going
to
lie.
Right, and so did I. So it's great. We're glad to have you here. We got a jam-packed show today. We're so excited. We're on the road with Big Blue in two places today.
That's right. Fredericktown Tomato Show is still going on. We were on the road there since Wednesday. And as Joe mentioned, it's the first Friday of the month. And so that means we're downtown in Mount Vernon right now at September 1st Friday at the same time. So we'll be checking in with Xander DeVault and Marcy Reinhardt as well throughout the show on the road with Big Blue.
That's right. Two-thirds of the morning thing will be with us today on the afternoon drive. Also coming up this hour, we're going to hear from this year's Little Miss Tomato in a conversation that we had with her after she was crowned, literally, and sashayed. Is that what you say when you get a sash?
I think so, yeah.
Sashayed. That's also a dance move. But that was on Wednesday night, so we'll have that conversation. Then coming up, we're going to give you a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to the Weather Vane because they are celebrating their 50th anniversary. So more about that coming up. Of course, the top 10. Last week, Phil Wickham was still on top with What an Awesome God. Oh, we have some new songs today, too, don't we?
We do. New songs coming from Ren Collective and Colton Dixon. I'm so excited for that.
It's time to play What's That Sound? We play a sound. You name it, you win a $5 gift card to the Southside Diner.
Yep, we do it every Friday here on The Morning Thing. We're going to play this sound for you. And if you know it, call 740-397-WNZR. Again, 740-397-9697. Here is this Friday's sound.
That's a sound that will be in many houses next week.
It is. That's a pretty good hint there.
And yeah, I know.
We will go to the phones immediately. Good morning. What's your guess?
Is it peeling potatoes?
Oh,
yes,
nice.
Yes, it is. Congratulations. What's your name?
This is Pat.
Pat, how are you doing?
Okay, and I've peeled lots of potatoes on Thanksgiving.
So I have to ask, how many pounds? Do you know how many pounds you peel?
Usually 10.
10?
Wow.
Woo! You got a big pot of mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah. Lots of people.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. You have a $5 gift card to the Southside Diner coming your way.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. You hang on the line. We'll get some information and get this prize out to you. Up next, it's a look at your WNZR weather forecast.
That was Different by Micah Tyler on the station where the more you listen, the more you hear. The church at Chapel Hill is hosting a community fall festival from 4 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The fall fest will be held at 7530 Johnstown Road in Mount Vernon. And this is a free event open to the public for all ages with a lot of activities, let me tell you. Just to name a few here, we've got Trunk or Treat, Youth Volleyball Tournament, Hay Rides, Bounce Houses, a 93-foot obstacle course, a toddler area with a corn pit, you got adult bingo, and then live Christian music. And that's just a few. That's not even all of them, folks. WNZR is also going to be live at this event from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. But there's going to be more information about this event on our website, www.cachmv.com. And that's going to be Church at Chapel Hill's website. And you can find more information there. But let me tell you, that is going to be a fun, fun event for all ages. And now here's Rhett Walker with Man on the Middle Cross on 90.9 FM WNZR.
Left It in the River by Jamie McDonald on the Lifeline WNZR. We want you to have a great Thanksgiving, and we want to give you a chance at getting your main dish free from Smith Heisler's Meats. It is Tom the Turkey's last day to gobble through our studios, so be listening this hour for Tom's Gobble, and when you hear it, call 740-397-WNZR. That's 740-397-9697. And if you're caller number 5, you get registered for a chance to win that turkey. Winners will be announced tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. on The Morning Thing. Winners will receive their turkey just in time for it to be on the Thanksgiving table. Don't miss your last chance to get registered. Up next is Zach Williams with Heart of God on 90.9 FM WNZR.
Ben Fuller's song, Black Sheep. It's his new song here on WNZR, where the more you listen, the more you hear. And Ben Fuller's song, it's actually one of my personal favorite, and it kind of reminds me of this Bible verse. It's Isaiah 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us have turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. That's Isaiah 53, verse 6, in Ben Fuller's amazing song, Black Sheep. Up next, we've got some more great music. We'll have Natalie Grant and Corey Asbury. But first, it's your weather forecast.
Hello, this is Ethan Hirschberger.
The more you listen, the more you hear with Andrew Rip on the Lifeline WNZR. Prayer has power, and it starts with you. Join WNZR for the Global Week of Student Prayer still happening this week. That's September 21st through the 27th. A week dedicated to lifting our schools, our students, and our communities in prayer. Each day we'll pause for a special moment of prayer and praise from 7:30 a.m. during the morning thing and 5:25 p.m. on the afternoon drive. We want to hear from you. What's on your heart? How can we be praying for you? You can visit our website, wnzr.fm, and fill out the prayer form and share requests or praise reports. Then join us in prayer each day, whether at home, at school, or on the road. Up next, it's Matthew West in Day One on 90.9 FM. WNZR.
Booths at July 1st Friday.
Yeah. There's a crochet booth. They made crochet water balloons, and I don't know
what?
How. I don't know how that works. So, yeah.
I feel so left out that I'm just in Big Blue. My goodness.
I know.
I'm sending you on all the adventures, Ethan.
It's a great time, I'm telling you. They have these little crochet animals, like an octopus, a cat, and they almost got me to change my mind about spiders, because they had some really cute crochet spiders there.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was great. I'm loving these booths that we have here at July 1st Friday.
In 2001, I got a call from one of our listeners, Molly Saunders, and she said, Marcy, I am going to participate in Focus on the Family's National Bike Ride for the Family. I said, oh, okay. So I didn't even know about it. Mm-hmm. I said, so tell me about this. And so she was going to be part of this, and she was going to do a lot of training. She had been a diabetic for most of her life, and she was working really hard to get healthy. And so we followed her journey through this whole entire process, but we decided we wanted to have a really big party because this National Bike Ride for the Family was coming into Mount Vernon, Xander. So wow. We had what was called Ohio Family Fest in June of 2001, and we had bikers. There were literally 100 or so bikers that came through Ohio, and we had a big celebration, food trucks. We had music, time of praise and worship, all kinds of prizes, and it was really cool to just be able to celebrate our partnership with Focus on the Family, because that partnership goes way back to 1986. We've mm-hmm. always carried that program. Mm-hmm. And then we had this great Ohio Family Fest, and then Focus on the Family turned around and honored us because we became, I think you know this, but we became the first radio station in the country to be featured on Briargate Media's website with station affiliates across the world. In fact, when Focus on the Family did an anniversary book, we made it in there.
That's awesome.
For being part of the National Bike Ride for the Family. And it all started because we wanted to tell the fantastic story of what God was doing with one of our listeners, Molly Saunders.
Caleb and John and Hallelujah Feeling on the Lifeline, 90.9 FM, WNZR. Good morning. I'm Eric Brown. A fantastic thing happened over the weekend. Interchurch Social Services of Knox County and a number of other organizations got together for a pop-up distribution at Habitat for Humanity on Saturday. And we'll be hearing from Carolyn Fergus as well as Food for the Hungry Board President Austin Swallow here directly talking about that, fantastic thing. They had over $23,000 worth of items to be distributed on Saturday, not just food, but products as well, like shampoos and all kinds of things. And we'll be hearing more about that here in just a few minutes. Here is Jay Walker's Worship in the Name of Jesus on the Lifeline, 90.9 FM, WNZR. Good morning.